Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And of course, welcome back once again. Welcome back to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 9, verse 6. And of course, that song is Man in the Street. Call in and speak. Call in and speak by 3342. That's the record label. Featured Emacs, D Image. And speaking of which, if you're trying to send in music, commercials, anything, you can send it to us at emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. That M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News, the abbreviation acronym. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr., period. For those listening online to Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate you. Feel free to do with the 216-400 and the 702 area code with a 609. You all can call in at 646-478-0944. We never know what information you may need to drop. Giving you three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, hey, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call them Black Boogie S direct at 646-478-0944. We will listen for as long as we can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on home. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, I'm going to give you a top 10 in our region of music, entertainment, because if I don't do it now, I just won't get back to it. So number 10, Regional Library of Hip Hop. More on that in just a little while. Number 9, NELCCIA, NELCIA, Love Set Free. Check out that video on YouTube. 46,000 people have already viewed it. A regional effort went out to that artist. Number 8, Joseph P. Motley Jr. That's what it's under on YouTube channel. Videos of The Price that's been newly re-released. I never thought I'd see The Day, Young African, and much more. Number, and definitely I appreciate that. Number 7, National Action Network event that's coming up. More on that in just a little while. Number six, you can Facebook raising of the Kobe Bryant banner. More on that in a little while. Number five, Facebook fundraiser. More on that in a little while. Number four, you can Facebook Funny First Fridays, which happened last Friday at the Eargasm Comedy Showcase. Number three, you can Facebook An Evening with Michelle Edwards at Nighttown, which happened last Saturday. Nice little intimate, elegant affair. Number two, Facebook The Open Mic and Poetry Slam, which happened last Friday at the Black Studies Department with Cleveland State University. Free food. That was at the 1899 Euclid or Chester entrance off of East 22nd. Some of them call it 2121, but the building is now 1899 Berkman Hall, main classroom building. And number one, the debut of all Valentine's Day events, we have some to announce. Before I go to the 216-400, because I don't get a chance to give everybody the information that they need on what's going on, so I should at least start off and let people know that if you choose to, Life Obstacles is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The College of Common Sense radio show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, both on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You could Twitter, Hip Hop Workshop 1. That's Hip Hop Workshop number 1. And Instagram is jr.porteralfred. That's the Instagram. One thing that I did want to do is point on real fast. For those who might have missed it, Robert Conrad, born Conrad Robert Falk, March 1st, 1935 to February 8th, 2020. He was an American film and television actor, singer, and stuntman. He's best known for his role in the 1965 to 1969 television series, The Wild Wild West, playing the sophisticated Secret Service agent James T. West. He did portray World War II ace Pappy Boyington in the television series Baba Black Sheep, later syndicated under the Black Sheep Squadron. He also sang and recorded several pop rock songs in the late 1950s and early 1960s as Bob Conrad. And I believe he hosted a weekly two-hour national radio show, the PM Show with Robert Conrad. He was on CRN Digital Talk Radio beginning in 2008. I also would be remiss if I didn't mention Kirk Douglas, born Isher Danielovich. That's it, Isher Danielovich, who was December 9th, 1916. He passed on February 5th, 2020. American actor, producer, director, philanthropist, and writer. Definitely impoverished childhood with immigrant parents and six sisters. He made his film debut in The Strange Love of Martha Ivers in 1946 with Barbara Stanwyck. He did become a leading box office star throughout the 1950s, known for dramas, including westerns and war films. During his career, he appeared in more than 90 films. He played, I believe, a criminal defense attorney in Town Without Pity in 1961, became an international star, including where he played like a champion. That was the name of the movie, Champion, Unscrupulous Boxing Hero. 1949, I believe that was his first nomination for the Academy Award for Best Actor. Other early films he had done was, I believe, Young Man with a Horn. It was opposite of Lauren Bacall. 1950, and Doris Day, Ace in the Hole, opposite Jan Sterling. Around 1951, Detective Story, 1951. Also, in 1955, he established Bryna Productions, and he produced a lot of films as varied, such as Paths of Glory, and 1957 and Spartacus in 1960. In those films, he collaborated with the then relatively unknown director Stanley Kubrick, taking lead roles in both films, and Douglas has been praised for helping to break the Hollywood blacklist. He had somebody by the name of Dalton Trumbo write Spartacus with an official on-screen credit. He produced and starred in other movies such as well, known as a philanthropist, but when you look at that, I will say, blacklist that was done at that time and the witch hunt for people that they considered were communists and everything like that, and for him to put that particular, I will say, writer Dalton Trumbo through, need to look that one up. He was brave enough to put him out there, took some hits. The movie Spartacus went big, huge, and boom, broke the back of a few things. I'm going to go to now, since I've done that, I'm looking at the 216-400 number, 216-400. Let's see what's on your mind this fine evening. 216-400.
Well, Mr. Porter, when you brought up Spartacus, I remember years ago, a friend and I went to the movies, and those movies in those days were 3 and 4 hours long. And Spartacus was an outstanding picture. And next time, after Spartacus, we should have seen the Ten Commandments. They showed, weeks later, they showed the Ten Commandments. And and Spartacus was so good until the commandments were not as good as Spartacus. Now, they had the Ten Commandments first, and then Spartacus. That's probably should have been. But that was saying it was a good movie. Not only that, but at that time, hey, you know black folks, we had to sit up in the balcony, and the others were downstairs and so forth. So that's I remember those things, but that was in Alabama, you know. But I'm just going to say it's one of those things, and I'm glad I'm not in Alabama just now. Lefty. Yes. So anyway,
you
take care, and y'all keep up the good work. And may God bless.
Thank you so much. Definitely may God bless you as well.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Definitely want to say that as I look at things, there are some things coming up. I'll say Valentine's Day-ish. Ohio 8th House District Black Caucus invites you to Lift Every Voice at Valentine's Day Party, honoring Mr. Dorian Blair and Mrs. Leisha Blair, the only married couple nominee delegates. That affair is this Friday, February 14th, 2020, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, free of charge at 17325 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, second floor conference room 2011. And if I'm not mistaken, that is definitely dealing with none other than Brother Charles, Charlie Bibbs. I would also like to throw out there that for those who missed it, because I said I was going to touch upon it, and I'm glad I'm getting a chance to, you had that there were more cars yesterday at Capo's in East 5 Shopping Plaza than there were in the largest East Side Market. Now, East Side Market, I would have thought at that time, and it's still open, you would have more than 5 cars outside, and there were some people inside. But Chapels had more people inside Donald Walker Brown State Central Committee seat, District 21, who's running the campaign kickoff at Chapels. You had Jacob's Catering, you had Free Bar, Bartender, GMS, Down South Entertainment, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Judge Dale Calabrese, Peter Corrigan, Kelly, co-chair of the Republican Party, Brick House Wellness. It's the treasurer for Donald Walker Brown, National Action Network, live simulcast on simulcast was on the Art McCoy University of Common Sense radio show, Man in the Street. Definitely is her co-campaign manager along with Rodney Hills. I was there to represent, and I introduced her to speak. There are four two YouTube videos that will be portioned out and put out for people to see. There's the Facebook Lives that were done there, Alicia Kirkman. They, you know, that's how we do it for my candidate. I was glad that the staff of Man in the Street endorsed her, and National Action Network was there. That's a very important thing in itself. I want to also point out that the Black History Program, National Action Network, Promise of Restoration, will be at First Zion Church, 10313 Garfield Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. That's this Saturday, February 15th, 3 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. There'll be a performance of Young African from Black House Sound, Jack Swales, Elder Goodrum. If you need any more information, you can call her up. It's free for the community. So instead of calling, show your so-and-so up. 216-868-5804. Minister Pitts' number, Gwendolyn Pitts, is 216-971-1677. Minister Roland Muhammad is the keynote speaker. That should be enough to say, hey, this is somewhere where we need to be. Also, if you can, Facebook, raising of the Kobe Bryant banner, which is this Wednesday, February the 12th, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110. Send Billy Sharp, who's the Urban Guild president, who's bringing a banner. He'll speak, I know, at the time of what that means, and he'll also speak later on at 7:30-ish or so. Al Porter has a special message as well. There'll be a music video for Black History of the Week. We'll be showing about three or more videos before the month is over. We'll premiere, and we're definitely inviting you to come out for that. Giving you time enough to catch your breath is I'll let people know that the East Cleveland Democratic Organization Open Mic Black History Month Celebration is Monday, February 17th, 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Bring two guests, win a gift card. That's a 13944 Euclid Avenue, second floor, community room, the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center in East Cleveland. Now, I'm having a ball right now because I'm getting rid of a lot of messages, so I don't have to throw them anymore. Please, welcome to Cowboys and Monica's first annual Valentine's Day Cabaret, February 14th, 2020, 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. at the Slovenian Hall at 15810 Holmes off 152nd, St. Clair, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Featured Pulse Points music by Cowboy. Tickets are $10. At the door is $15. BYOB, 35 and older. Food will be prepared. Listen, even if you want to go somewhere else to eat, feel free to stop by for a couple hours. Man in the Street will be there for at least the first 2 hours. I was so proud at the time when I got a second ticket because you never know what guest I might have with me. Here's the thing. Proper attire. Dress to impress. Zero tolerance of nonsense. For tickets, you can call Cowboy 216-538-9501 or Monica at 216-315-9298. Big supporters of events in the community from the hip-hop workshop on down. Sometimes I get a chance to get rid of a bunch of stuff. It doesn't happen all the time, but when it does, I better be thankful for that because I can put a check and keep it going. So I would like to at least go through with OVN Radio Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can YouTube Joseph P. Motley Jr. for some of the videos that we talked about earlier. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. Also, you can Facebook Kit and Angelica. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow's guest, Young Leaders, their new artist. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. for other songs that came from him, and Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. Now, with all of those things said and done, I'm having such a ball. Can I please get rid of a couple of more things? Because if I do, I won't have to look at them later. So we want to say the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, also known as the Dialogue Center, which houses Black on Black Crime, is 15415 Cleveland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. We'll see you all there at 6 p.m. Special, like we say, Facebook, the raising of the banner, Kobe Bryant. Also, community ministries with youth and family marriage counseling by appointment is Pastor Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704. Survivors, victims of tragedy, grief support, Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts under 100 people, 216-804-7462, 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070. We're able to provide you with space, pasture, flowers, special pricing, floral arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers, 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. My thing is this. Also, since I'm looking at certain things I can get out as messages, you can also, I'll make sure to have that petition with me this coming Wednesday. Committee for Social Justice, due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we the underlined advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Signatures definitely being provided by the Committee for Social Justice. Now, this is very interesting because, the 216-209 number has shown up, and I have a feeling that whoever it is who's calling in probably want to tell me, you know something? During Black History Month, you spent too much time dealing with Black history. Got it? I'm Amish, and I want some Amish history. Well, 216-209, I'm listening for that Amish history to come from you. How are you doing out there?
Well, first and foremost, Al Porter, this is John from Black Odyssey. And I had
got
to make
you.
It a extra a point to call in. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing a lot of work outside of what everybody else can see. And the last 2 weeks, one of the things that I've done is just go around to the people that I know that has businesses that are Black and try to patronize them a little bit and, you know, and get other people to just jump on board or whatever they got going on, you know, because it's important as us as a whole to support one another, you know, especially during Black History Month. So, one of the main things that we can, do for ourselves is, especially at this time, not down one another, not talk bad about one another or try to bash another person like Gail did, and try to stay, try to stay level-headed and be humble. I mean, because a lot of people, one of the things I've been seeing from the youth, they're saying that humble don't get you by. They're starting to say, I want it now. And, you know, one of the things that I learned from instant gratification is a lot of times when you get that instant gratification, you turn around and look, and it really wasn't what it always cracked up to be. I like to work for things because working for things gives you a sense of appreciation for them. So If anything that's worthwhile, it doesn't come real easy. It comes with a little bit of work behind it. And that's an old saying, but so true because I'm living that out today. And I don't want to digress from the reason why I called, because I'm kind of like still at the shop now. So we got a lot of videos coming up this year. We got one coming up with you, Al, for sure. Key Cash, and a few other people. Even Fresh West and a few other names that you guys have heard. I'm going to just send an extra special shout out to Goldie, Free Goldie. I know his release is coming up soon, so just keeping all things positive with him and hope he has a great coming and a great outlook. Because sometimes these jams people get into is not all of our fault all the time. So circumstances and situations. So I'm John from Black Odyssey. I don't just want to say a special God bless to everybody to support this program as well.
Thank you so much. Please feel free to hold the line. I know I got something for you. And thank you.
You're so welcome.
No problem. And as a matter of fact, you know something? I'm going to send this out to everybody because one thing I believe is, you know, prayer without action is an inaction. So this song means a whole lot to me right here. This Keep Praying from Black Odyssey.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, that the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
In life, we make choices. Some choices we have to live with for years. On March 17, 2020, make the choice and vote for new leadership for the Republican State Central Committee, District 21. I am Donna Walker Brown, the candidate for the position.
And, of course, I want to come back to something later on. I know that one of the people who called in, he will probably get something because it was a Facebook Live that was done earlier today. The creator allowed the Facebook Live to happen, and my thing is, you have to be willing to go through certain things. I think people like Danielle Woods, my Danielle Woods, especially in the upcoming Valentine's Day, it has to be every day. She has been like a very, very strong part of my life, strong part past 4 years. And helped me framework what I knew needed to be done. So earlier today, why would I be holding on to a lot of material if I'm not willing to do certain things to make sure it shines out? So I've always considered myself as just part of a librarian for none other than a collector, and I am a collector for the Library of Regional Hip Hop. And there are other five, I'll say about five other individuals that I call people, places, and things, and then I get through what happened. It was announced early on where you had one of the places, let me at least name the five others and you'll see where I'm going. If you have the nerve, DJ said 17325, you could have it in 44112, Suite 2132 at the Chandler Park building. They have a DJ school. They also have voiceofradio.com. They've done Club Style, Grand Wizard, Johnny O. Horton, and it's basically open to the public. It's a place for history, business, hip-hop. The number two spot, you've heard it called quite a bit, Red Lion Tattoo and Cuts at 4030 St. Clair. The wall of graffiti is on the outside. Graph paintings, more inside books of knowledge. Phase one has done its job well. It shows that you can make money off of graffiti and graphic arts and other things like that. It's skilled. Number three, Hollywood in the Hood. PlayerTShow.com, building 11023. Superior Cleveland, Ohio, legendary internet show, which is still open to the public. It's Friday to 9 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. They have a computer lab for the community and young people. They deal with natural herbs, eating habits, business seminars. The building has history. Player T, Hollywood, Chucky. Number four, WeUpRadio.com at 4413. Payne, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103, legendary college DJ, DJ Goldie, DJ A. They were DJs out in the streets, walk in the place of business. They have vinyl 24/7 along with the radio station. Pure knowledge. Number five, Project Safe. Now, Project Safe is interesting because it's at 6001. Woodland Avenue, Suite 2121, with Bill Silverby Richards. His history. He has the obituaries and hip-hop, R&B, local flyers, knowledge, memorabilia, souvenirs, mementos. He'll talk to you. And he's also always pushing Project Safe. Be safe with what it is that you're doing. And then the spot is where I did my Facebook Live from. It is definitely a library of regional hip-hop at 15415 Kipling Avenue. People would ask, what legacy did I leave for my people? I don't want people in this month of Black History or hip-hop to say, wow, Black History Month. You cannot forget about hip-hop, but you can't forget about it in the region. So that's why early on the Facebook Live, you will see, so it is saved long after I'm gone. People will know that, wait a minute, there was a video, and you can pull it out and take a look at DVDs of videos for Black Odyssey. You can pull out the Cleveland Conscious Rap Part 2, which had 32 tracks of nothing but conscious music on it. You can see vinyl from my top three personal favorites. I Need a Freak from Lynn Tolliver. The first release on vinyl from Suave Gotti, his first release, Pete Gangster, as well as a signed autographed copy of MC Kill, his album. And also to give credit to where credit's due, GMS Hood Famous DVD, because they always are putting out their history for umpteen years, and then J. Cool, who's taking it upon himself to go different places to film. Now, the criteria, they had to have business with business hours open. I can't send people to people's personal homes at all hours and disturb them, because there are a lot of people who have history, but I send those folks to your house, you'll be calling, cursing me out, cursing out the folks who stir up, just because. If people do want to end up on that list, it's easy. You can reach out to at least, I will say, three out of the six names that you heard. So if it's a Nerve DJs, or Red Line Tattoo and Cuts, or Hollywood in the Hood, or WeUpRadio.com, Project Safe, even Black on Black Crime, the Hip Hop Workshop, there's a lot of memorabilia that's there. So many CDs and tapes from artists, because if we don't tell our own story, somebody else will tell our story for us. And that's not what we want to do. I never want somebody else to tell my story for me, because then all of a sudden it's their story. And that's how things get messed up. They just do. I'm going to go through, and a lot of people told me what I should and shouldn't do. I'm so glad that my vision was refocused on what I needed to do. Between the awards and the memorabilia that I've gotten throughout the years, tell me a damn thing if I haven't given back to my own area and if I don't speak life into the people around me. I'm going to the 216-200 number, 216-200. You're on live. How you doing?
Hello. How everybody doing? Cleveland, Ohio, LSD on. I wanted to say, basically, I'm a rapper, and I not only just a rapper, I'm a songwriter. And what's going on now is I'm looking for somebody who can play keyboard or piano. I have a song I'm doing. I have a new song, and for this song, I'm trying to see if anybody out there know how to play a keyboard or piano. I'm willing to pay for this particular song I'm doing. And, yeah, that's basically what's going on, and I want to get my number out with. Yeah.
Go ahead and do that, please.
My number, if anybody in Cleveland or anybody out here know how to play the piano or the keyboard, I'm willing to pay. We'll work out a price for this song I'm doing. I got the hook and everything, but and I have somebody that can sing on it. Number is area code 216-200-3394. Area code 216-200-3394. My name's Dante. I do music, I rap, and I'm a songwriter. So, yeah. I just want to say thank you for everything.
No problem. No problem. As a matter of fact, doing that, you don't hear people use those terms, so I know you'll get somebody of quality. I'm going to ask you, though, a question, because now I'm excited. What caused you to feel like, okay, this song is just framed out right? I need keyboardist, piano player. You don't have to tell me what the song's about, but what did you know in your mind? I'm ready for it.
Okay, well, the song, a lot of music I do is what I'm going through right now, or something that didn't happen to me. This particular song, it's about me and a female. A man's greatest pain is a female and a woman. You know, men, we're not talking to each other right now, and I have the hook in my head, but I need somebody to play the keyboard, and I can hum it. And like I say, I have somebody that can sing on it, but this song needs to get cut out, because this is what I'm feeling at this particular time in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's a good song.
Man, believe that. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to at least say I appreciate it. And again, the number, if they need to reach you, is what?
Area code 216 200-3394. Anybody in the Cleveland area, I don't know if you know anybody, if anybody know anybody. I just need somebody who can play this keyboard and or piano so I can do the song I got. And the song needs to be heard.
I got you, man. I appreciate you. And may you definitely enjoy the rest of this week. And trust me, I know somebody's going to show up. You put it out there, and you'll get that. So we'll keep it going, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. God bless.
No problem. God bless. You know, that's my brother right there. And since he did call in, what I can do is just take the time to give myself a pause and a break and everything. So, you know, some Valentine's Day is coming up. I already said in part how I feel. Let's play something, a jazz beat from Emax the Image. We'll be right back after this. From 3342, the record label, Emax the Image. Oh, wow, I see a 702 area code with a 609. Time for me to go to that one. With my luck, it's probably calling to let me know that they wish that somebody would fire me, just like Donald Trump fired the two people who witnessed against him. And they probably say, you know something, for Monday night, They need to fire your raggedy self, Mr. Porter. 702 area code 09. How are you? And I can appreciate you calling in. And I know what happened. It's because what I did was, and I let people know, and I appreciate the person for not hanging up on me, but like I do, I tell people, hey, if you need to speak, press 1, but it doesn't matter because I'm probably going to come to your phone line anyway to see what may be on your mind because, hey, you all add to the show. Creator just allowed it to be a format. If you can't talk, stay silent. You might be at work doing something else. Could be family time, and I appreciate that. If anything changes, you can always call back or press 1. My thing is this. I had to go to the phone line just to check and see how you were doing. My thing is this. It's very interesting that when it comes to cleaning house, let's just say it. Mayor Frank T. Jackson had one of the most interesting sayings that he said. It doesn't mean you're a good mayor, but damn if he wasn't right about one thing. It is what it is. We all know what happened. I don't even want to take a 12-foot step ladder on this issue because in an abrupt house cleaning, 2 days after he was acquitted in the U.S. Senate, President Trump fired two of members of his administration who testified against him in the Democrats' impeachment hearings, recalling European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, which was just hours after Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was escorted out of the White House. Sondland has said in a statement, I believe the statement came through last Friday, that Trump intended to recall him effectively immediately. I was advised that the president on this day intends to recall me effective immediately as United States ambassador to the European Union. Sondland was a crucial witness in the House impeachment inquiry telling investigators that everyone was in the loop on Trump's desire to press Ukraine to investigate alleged corruption involving Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. And Sondland told lawmakers he believed there was a quid pro quo connecting a desired White House visit for Ukraine's leader and an announcement that the country would investigate the Bidens. It's very interesting that, you know, the Vindman was also, he also testified against Trump in the Democrats' impeachment case and was accused by Republicans of leaking information, was escorted out of the White House complex. And it's sad because it said the truth has cost Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman his job, career, and his privacy. David Pressman, an attorney for Vindman, said in a statement, he did what any member of our military is charged with doing every day. He followed orders, he obeyed his oath, and he served his country even when doing so was fraught with danger and personal peril. And for that, the most powerful man in the world, buoyed by the silent, the pliable, and the complicit, has decided to exact revenge. And it's very, very interesting because if you want to know what payback is about, well, that right there kind of shows it. That's what it is. We touched on it briefly last week when we talked about the fact that a lot of people come up and they do say, what y'all need to do is this and what y'all need to do is that. But there's a price sometimes for standing up. On anything, there's a price. It's fortunate, it's unfortunate, but it's a price. Just like the fact that, again, I have to go back to the 12-foot step ladder and pull out the fact that Mitt Romney, who is the Republican Utah, and Susan Collins of Maine, those two are the main ones who said, wait a minute, let's let everybody be heard. Mitt Romney was the only one who was bold enough to say, you know something? Impeach is behind. They came up out of there. And I asked people, you know, a lot of people will get out there and complain about Republicans, which I'm one, what they're doing. But do we acknowledge people? Acknowledge, a.k.a. give credit to, or recognize, give credit to people when they stand up. Because Romney was one of the people who wanted witnesses, and in the end was the only one who had the cojones enough to say, wait a minute, this isn't right. And look at how he's paying for it right now. You know, the Conservative Political Action Committee, Political Action Conference has said, don't bring your butt up here. And they were the ones who backed up Romney when he ran for president in 2012. And now they have said they can't even see he'll be safe if they come up in there around him. But I look at it this way, that if you look and you don't acknowledge who does what, what about the fact when you haven't had locally Democrats stand up to Armand Buttigieg, preferably in, I will say, Cuyahoga County Council. And those who have not said anything, although Armand Buttigieg is the head, who's under investigation, they've seen some files, people. And there are a lot of Democrats who are saying, we think he's all right. A lot of people who won't stand up, council people, others, the Mayor Frank G. Jackson, whose grandsons are, like, for lack of a better term, part of the Jesse James gang. Frank, Jesse. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. So, like I say, Mitt Romney, to be fair, whether my conservative friends like it or not, Romney's saying, by all appearances, the president, now again, Mitt Romney said, by all appearances, the president brazen an unprecedented appeal to China and to Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden is wrong in a pilot. Stood up on the floor against the Syria policy. So I say there can be a price for standing up. We need it. But then again, hip-hop is rebellious. Wondering where I'm going with this. Hip-hop calls it as they see it. Graph, dance, drum beats, DJ, the griot is the speaker. So are you hip-hop, a.k.a. rebellious, like a Mitt Romney, finding something new, standing up on your own? Or when former Governor Kasich stood up to Trump, do we acknowledge people when they stand up for the hits that they take? In saying so, video's about to be released. I also sent this one out because anybody who's had to stand alone on anything, you should understand this song. You should understand this song. You know, it's easy for me to talk and say, suffer or go through this or there's a price to pay. But how many people, if the price gets thrown at them, they say, well, you might lose your this, or you might lose your job, or you might lose your this, or you might lose your that. How many people will actually stand up and say, you know something, bring it on? You know, I can appreciate Daniel, who spoke to me about having exit strategies, and you name it. Before I do play the song, I do want to know, and at least put it out there, give me about 2 minutes to go to something that's very important. I was so happy and thankful, full and happy that the Greater Cleveland Clergy Alliance got involved, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. We had Councilman Joe Jones and Mike Palencic come to our group and speak. They came there because they're now on public participation, because Donna Walker Brown had brought it up and a few others, that the legislative body needed to change. But Tony George's proposal to cut city council is disastrous to the city. And I'm so glad that people began to see the message, and it caused Tony George and others to back up. We were putting it out there online and other places, because it was just wrong. When you have a person like Tony George from Westlake who said similar things when Cuyahoga County Council was considering its LGBTQ protection ordinance, in public comments, George said that he and other restaurant owners would flee the county to right across the border if the legislation passed. He said that he had 403 members of his licensed business owners group in Cuyahoga County and would leave. But wait a minute. Having received 5 bids, something separate, an interdepartmental city team evaluated the proposals and selected NOPEC, the Northeast Ohio Public Energy Council, as its vendor. The director, Matt Gray, told the council members in attendance that NOPEC's program for energy aggregation was deemed the best overall and mentioned NOPEC's variable price structure, its experience in customer communication, and more. But the city's decision didn't sit well with one of the other bidders, TPI Efficiency, which has submitted its bid for partnership with First Energy Solutions, said that, hey, their utility committee and had requested to speak in protest. Tony George's group was the group. And in remarks that would have been dismissed out of hand, but he was a wealthy business owner with substantial investments in the city. The Harry Bubalo founder disparaged NOPEC and threatened the city with removing its businesses if council didn't go back to the drawing board and use what he called a transparent process. I'm not here to throw darts, Tony George said, but I don't like what I heard. But George's calls for transparency was absurd because Matt Gray had already moments earlier explained the bidding and selection process. But George was relentless. He was upset because he didn't like it. And in April of 2018, when city council passed legislation that authorized Cleveland to participate in NOPEC's energy aggregation program, and a few months later, Tony George began a campaign to reduce the size and pay of city council. Payback from a rich money grubber. And it's bad because he said he wanted to do that to make things more efficient. But the euphemism the wealthy and powerful use to mean getting exactly what they want with as little friction as possible. Getting things done by the same token is a euphemism that they use to mean getting things done for them, whether or not it was the utilities committee tantrum that spawned the latest endeavor. George formed the group Clevelanders First in 2019 and paid petition circulators to gather signatures for both council reduction initiatives. And it was said by City Magazine that voters should not condone neither, and that maybe city council and the mayor should be voted out at the first opportunity. But you cannot give people like George the measures to treat them as overdue comeuppance. And might not a massacre be cathartic for City Hall? Might it not yield a clean slate? Sure, but that's Thanos logic, you know, for the end game, the mad type, and that Cleveland voters shouldn't let Tony George snap his fingers and turn half of city council to dust. And so you have to correctly identify problems, but it doesn't give Tony George the license to dictate solutions. So I'm glad that the people have the right and the access to the council people. You need that. But the song I'm about to play goes out to everybody. It's what I've been taught. In the end, I love and appreciate founder of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Art McCoy. I appreciate Mama Porter for being there. I appreciate D from EC, my Danielle. And in order to do what's right, sometimes this next track, world premiere tonight from 3342, HGS Music is the ones who put the track together. 3342 is the studio. The rhymer is somebody by the name of Sheriff Kilroy. It's a tribute to Mitt Romney. I'm conservative, but I can go against my party just like that brother, because you have to be willing to stand alone.
I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. I walk alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. Like Mitt Romney, I'm in my zone. I'm conservative, Republican, not a follower. I set my trend on my Romney. I live by faith. Creator's got me, covered by grace. Utah may be the home of Mitt. 216 zone is where I spit. I'm the AM alpha male, in fact. I'm a grown man, that's how I rap. You ain't in my lane, hold up, listen. I lost my job due to activism. Jewish owner had jealousy, got mad at me, cause I'm on TV. You can't use cash to try and break me. Y'all money hungry, that's how you fake me. In my Romney zone, you can bring it on. I can stand the heat, just sing along. I stand alone, I walk alone. 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 Stand alone, stand alone, stand alone, stand alone.
HJS Music.
Stand alone.
3342.
Stand alone.
Grace Communion.
Stand
at
alone.
The front stage. Severance Center.
Alone.
Pastor Tamar Gray.
Stand alone.
Friends Fellowship Bible Church.
Stand alone.
17325 Euclid Avenue,
alone.
Suite 2190
stand
Chandler
alone.
Park Building. Pastor Wicked.
Stand alone.
AME.
Stand
Rock,
alone.
Pastor Reed, 154 Kipling Avenue,
stand
Community
alone.
Ministry, Pastor
stand
Hare,
alone.
15415
stand
Kipling
alone.
Avenue.
Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone.
Yep, I don't pop pills. I don't smoke weed. The Bible, Quran, Torah is what I need. Be willing to stand alone. Peace.